Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Bag of slugs. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Gung Ho, who I've never heard of before, who got in touch with us earlier this week. They are, I believe, a three-piece from South Wales. But I've got to say, I'm afraid if my brain's all over the place this week, you'll find out why during the show. We've got, again, bands from all over the place this week, and I'm all over the place this week. And they're a great band, and I wanted to play that track. They came through to my email account saying, "Will you play?" As I went, I certainly will. Like that. I'll tell you what, we've got some great new stuff this week, actually. Anyway, the best way to get in touch with them is through their Facebook page, which they very kindly provided me with. What is Gung Ho's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Gung Ho?
No, Facebook.com/Gung Ho UK. Probably being the internet, one, Tony Nil. I suspect, because there's probably a few bands around the world called Gung Ho, to be honest, yeah. But they are Gung Ho UK. Just go to their page, check them out, find out what's available, and get it. I've got some additional material, Tony.
Okay, cool.
And for the first time in a long time, I've got some Poetry Corner.
Ooh.
Which I'm very pleased about. If you have a little poem that you'd like to write for us, please do, and send it to Paulie B at Punky Radio, titling your email, Poetry Corner. That's what Big Papa Bear did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cool. And here he goes. He's done two limericks. There was a young man from East Hitchin whose raps were well dope, flying bitchin'. With trousers slung low and excellent flow, he's done a gig for his mum in the kitchen.
Nice.
And this one. There was a young lady from Hull who got drunk and went out on... Oh, sorry, I have to say, it's in a northern accent. There was a young lady from Hull who got drunk and went out on the pool. Outside Happy Shopper, she snogged a bald copper who killed badgers as part of a call. Now, if I do it in a southern accent, you'll see why it don't work. There was a young lady from Hull who got drunk and went out on the pool. don't work.
Right, got you.
Gotta be Hall and Paul. There you go. So there you go. That second one only works in a northern accent, turns out. But thank you very much, Big Papa Bear. I also have a couple of little jokes here that have come to me from Gregory. Thanks very much, Gregory. These are, if you have a joke for me, email paulieb at punkyradio.com. Tighten your email, comedy suburbs. Here's two jokes for you. How many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh?
Don't know.
10 tickles.
Nice.
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 And how do they make cheese in Wales?
Don't know.
Carefully.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Very nice. So thank you very much. That was a nice, nice clean start to the show.
Wasn't it just?
Yeah, I know. We'll have to rectify that later on. Next track this week, a great new album from the Derellers is just out. And we played a track the other week. We're playing another one now. And congratulations to them for having some great gigs recently. They played with the Fleshtones the other week. And top live band, top recorded band as well. Sort of, I'd have described them as glam punk. They've shortened it to glunk.
Nice.
Which is quite nice. What is the Derellers website?
TheDerellers.com?
It is indeed. And Derellers is D-E-R-E-L-L-A-S. TheDerellers.com. Paulie with the Inset 1, Tony 1. This is She Kissed the Gum. Listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please leave us a comment, like our page. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. It's that simple, really. Do get in touch. Obviously, most of you are enjoying the sunshine and not on Facebook, but please do leave us a comment. Let us know what songs you might like when we, what you didn't like. Just give us some feedback. I do quite like feedback. We've had really only one response to last week's show, and that's from Fatboy, who says, "I'm still recovering from Carballo War last week. WTF?"
Yeah, what a track.
Yeah.
Do check them out. That is the first time we've played experimental symphonic rock metal from Bolivia.
It is.
Top track, top band. Really, yeah, I know. Basically, Fatboy's getting a bit whingy, isn't he?
A little bit.
Yeah. He's getting a little bit whingy. But anyway, it's nice to hear from him. Thank you, Fatboy.
Yeah, you just quickly responded saying that our new mission statement is simply to confuse Fatboy. So it is working, clearly.
It's working. It's working perfectly. I like to leave him in a state of constant confusion.
That is it. But that's all we've had on Facebook.
Well, one's better than nothing.
That's what I thought.
If you'd like to leave us a Facebook comment /Punky Radio, go for it. The world's your oyster.
Yeah.
Another great song coming up now, and we'll talk about it after we've heard it. In the meantime, this is Baby Woodrose and Too Far Gone.
Wound.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Baby Woodrose, and from an album called Kicking Ass and Taking Names, which is an album of all their early singles. And it's really, really good. I think that's the third track we've played from it. They are, of course, from Denmark, Tony.
Nice.
What is their Bandcamp page?
babywoodrose.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, probably being in step one. And it's a very good Bandcamp page. There's details about all their previous releases, and of which they are legion. And some of the stuff is really good. I'll be perfectly honest with you. They are a psychedelic rock band, and some of their stuff is slower and a bit hippie, quite frankly. But this entire album that's come out, Kicking Ass, Taking Names, really is just that. It kicks ass and it takes names, Tony.
Excellent.
It's really, really good. And I love it. And it's actually, it's the best thing I've heard them do, because I wasn't familiar with all their early singles, so it's nice to hear some of them as well. There's a sort of a good, fast, rocky edge and good after the pub party meet. You know, when you get a load of mates home and then you stick something on and everyone gets a bit silly. Yeah. That's a good album to get a bit silly to, basically. Recommend it. Did you do anything last week?
No, it's been a bit slow. Been a bit slow up here. Been a bit of a quiet time at work. I actually started work on a new Punky website. So,
oh, really?
Hopefully soon that'll be done. But yeah, a bit quiet. Quiet.
No, it's only been 5 years.
It might have been longer.
It might have.
Some of the comments on it, some of the content's a bit out of date.
Say the least.
Say the least. Yeah.
It'll be nice when we've got that. So, well, it's all right, Tony, because I did something last week.
Yes, what you got
I did my show in Hitchin last Friday night, and thanks to Nick Revel and Luke Benson doing a great job and everyone who came down, went out for a drink afterwards. It was all a very nice night. The weather was nice. We all had a nice time. Came out of a pub called the Sunrunner, which is a very nice pub. Walking towards the next pub called The Venue at about 1 a.m. As I walked down the street, a guy jumped out of his chair, ran towards me from behind and punched me in the back of the head, knocked me out and proceeded to knock 7 sacks of shite out of me, basically. Apparently he was dragged off. I sort of woke up, sat on a step covered in my own blood, wondering what happened. He was arrested. I spent the night in hospital, and I got out of hospital the next morning, got back, and the police only cautioned him and gave him common assault, even though it was suggested he should have been charged with ABH. That is not the kind of thing I normally want to talk about on Punky Radio, but it happened and it was horrible. And I don't know what's going to happen now. Basically, yeah. I'm in discussions with various legal people and the police, etc., etc., about what will happen from now on. If I can give you any advice, those of you listening out there in Punky Radio land, it's not very nice to punch people, so please don't do it.
No,
it hurts a lot. I got bruised right up. I've got cuts, and I've got fat lip. And they thought the police thought my nose was broken. They said, "Did you break your nose?" I went, no, that was a football in the face when I was 12. It was already broken." But I don't know whether more damage is done yet, because it's all under scabs and what have you. So,
Jesus.
I do look a bit of a mess right now. I put something up on, speaking of Facebook comments, I think I know why people didn't comment on the Punky Radio page, because I put a couple of photographs up of the state of me on Saturday morning and got 272 so far Facebook comments from well wishes and people making little jokes and saying, "Oh, we're really, really sorry it's happened," and all that sort of thing. But rather worryingly, I also got 15 likes. I don't want to make light of what happened, but some funny things have already occurred. For example, on Saturday, I went round my mum and dad Saturday afternoon to let them know that I'd been attacked. I sort of waited until I'd managed to clean myself up a bit, because the hospital didn't do much of a job of cleaning me up. And so I cleaned myself up a bit, sort of shook myself down a bit, and went round and saw my dad and went, "Oh," he went, "How's it going?" And I took the sunglasses off, and as he sort of stood back in horror, I went, "Oh, I got jumped last night." And my dad just went, "Really? Had he been to the gig?" There's something about when you are a stand-up comic professionally, there's something, it doesn't matter what news it is, people just think they can reserve the right to make a joke out of it, whether it's funny or not, you know. Anyway, so that was funny. Anyway, I've told you that now because of the next track that's coming up. I'm going to play 2 tracks in a row for you now. I'll tell you about the one after this one, after you've heard it. This one, a new release from TNS. That's not Skanking Records. And hello to TNS, how you doing? This is the new album from, a track from the new album from a band called Officer Down, who I believe are from, I think they're from Oxfordshire, but sort of West Country way. And, they're ever so good tone.
Okay.
I think this will be up your street.
Cool.
What is Officer Down's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/OfficerDown.
No, facebook.com/OfficerDownUK, and I think it's the same situation as Gung Ho, that there probably are a few bands around the world called Officer Down.
Right.
It's a relatively well-known phrase, isn't it?
That is true.
So, yeah, so they're Officer Down UK, which makes it probably be an internet too, Tony too. I like to think, Tony, that if they were going to make a film of the story of my life, especially after what happened on Friday, a good title would be, "You Can't Make an Action Movie Without Snapping a Few Necks."
Big Bang! as red as a possum's ass in pokeberry season.
To Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Ghost of the Avalanche, or rather, I'm calling them a band called Ghost of the Avalanche. They're actually a duo called Ghost of the Avalanche, and they're just bass and drums, but the bass has got that real sort of Daisy Chainsaw bass sound to it. It sounds really, really good, and I think when you get an act that are just two people like that, you know, like, for example, White Stripes or Devilish Presley. You kind of, it's not enough to play bass and drums, is it? I think you tend to need either a very, very good drummer, or you need something interesting on the vocal, or you just need great songs. And I think Ghost of the Avalanche got all of that. I think that's absolutely brilliant. That was a track called Prescribe This. Quite fitting as well after what's happened over the weekend. What is Ghost of the Avalanche? Is Facebook page
facebook.com/ Ghost of the Avalanche.
It is. He said right tight this week. It's Tony 3 probably being the internet too. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's international gig guide
12 bar.
Yep, another week, no gigs at 12 bar club. It's still there. Please do make sure that it remains there, and sign the petition. Do find it on our Punky Radio page, facebook.com/Punky Radio. Do something about it. Thursday to Saturday this week, there is Sunday night, as always, open mic night, popper gigs at the three previous days. This Thursday, 12th of June, Yo Sushi, The House Band, and Ross Palmer.
Right.
That's all the information I really have. Thursday evening, how much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Very good.
Friday the 13th. Lady Gadger, Top Buzzer, Stash, Los Ladrones, Drama Love, and DJ Benny Fonzarelli. So Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Wonderview night.
Well, they're always bizarre and interesting nights. I imagine it'll be an eclectic mix of bands, the like of which have never been on a bill before together.
Probably. Friday evening, how much do you think?
£6.
It is. Finally, Saturday night, the Jet Sonics, Stephanie McCourt, Fishmongers, The Ligaments, and the Brett M Trio. It's Enterprise Studios night. So
right.
Probably heavy,
we think that's kind
know.
Of indie, don't we?
I thought it was heavy, but that doesn't really sound that heavy.
I think in Enterprise, I think Ruction are the heavy ones, and Enterprise are more indie, I reckon.
Right, okay, that would make sense. Saturday evening, how much do you think?
£6.
It is £6.
Oh, get in. 666, the number of the beast.
Yep.
Wonderful work.
Yeah,
I hope he's doing all right this week.
Yeah, I think he's all right.
Yeah, well, I think he's all right. He might have been the fella who knocked me in the back of the head last week. I'm really sorry about that, the beast.
That's it for gigs, though.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12.
An exciting gig news coming up soon. Also, there is a gig at the Bloomsbury Theatre this Friday, a comedy gig, that is a PBH Free Fringe benefit and features some fantastic acts, including both Stuart Lee and Richard Herring on the same bill, but not performing a double act.
Cool.
Should be very good. You can get tickets online. I think if you just type in Free Fringe Benefit Bloomsbury Theatre, you'll find it. So if you are in London and you don't fancy music but you fancy comedy this weekend, I would strongly recommend that Friday is the day to go to it. I won't be going to any gigs for the next month, simply because A, I'm all mush up, and B, World Cup starting.
And
I'm afraid once the World Cup starts, that's it, that's me done. I got so excited about it this week, bought a new telly.
Really?
Which is being delivered tomorrow. Yeah, because I've only had a little telly because I'm sort of, you know, music's more important to me than TV, so I've got a massive stereo and a small telly. But World Cup, mate, I got one. It should have been £330, and it was down at £210, and it's like, it's not massive. It's 32 inch, but it's got a built-in DVD player. It's JVC, they're all right, aren't they?
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm getting that delivered tomorrow. In time for the first game, should have it all set. I'm quite excited. I love the World Cup. It's that thing, isn't it? You sort of, I won't talk about it now. Let's play another song. This is a band we played before. I think they're from Detroit. Are they Crash Dolls?
It sounds familiar.
Crash Dolls with a Z, with a Z. And I would describe them as punk metal.
Okay.
Girl-fronted punk metal.
Like it.
I would like to see them live, and not only for the obvious reasons. I would like to see them live because you can just tell kind of energy they're going to put into show from the energy they put into the music that is recorded. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is from their latest album. Do find out more about them. Best way to do that is via their website, which is
thecrashdolls.com.
No, it's crashdolls.com. Sorry, I might have fooled you a bit there, but I'm having it. And Dolls, it's CRASHDOLLZ.com. Paulie B and Internet 3, Tony 3. This is right up there, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is Sugar Rocket. Bye. You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks to such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Crash Dolls, track called Sugar Rocket. Are you doing anything this week?
No. It's really quiet up here. I'm actually considering going away. I think a bit of a last minute thing. I think I'm going to bugger off for a week, in a bit. Probably right. The 20th. So I'm going to start looking at that. Because it's just dead.
Yeah, I can strongly recommend not coming down here. It's a bit dangerous at the moment.
Yeah, no, it's hard enough.
Also, one other gig we haven't mentioned this weekend is Inkfest that I went to last year and was planning to go this year, but because of my messed up face, I'm not going. Inkfest runs over 3 days in fantastic holiday park just outside of Western Supermare. Feature a load of brilliant bands this year, I think, including The Sharks and The Damned. It's going to be brilliant.
Oh, nice.
And tickets will still be available for it. It works out about £100 for the whole weekend.
Right.
To stay there half bored, and then another £50 for the ticket. So it's actually a really cheap, brilliant festival to go to, and you get really well looked after, and it's excellent. And I loved it last year, and I'm sorry that I won't be there this year, but my situation is such that I really can't go. I'll be watching the World Cup.
Okay. Yeah, that's crept up on me a little bit. I thought it would start about the 20th. But
think about the World Cup, Tony, this time round. The previous World Cups, we've got all excited about them before we've got there, and then nothing's happened.
Yeah.
This time round, we've been really, really sort of shy on it and being really careful and going, oh, it's a new team and we're not all that, and, you know, we're all being... And then suddenly, I think we can win it. suddenly you think, yeah, you know, well, he's there and it could be amazing and we're in the same... But it's like our first match against Italy is basically in a swamp, isn't it?
Mm.
It's in an equatorial swamp.
Right.
It's going to be a toughie. But anyway, I'm looking forward to it. And I love the World Cup. And actually, the last track will reflect that. But before that, we've got to do this track that's coming up now. And I'll tell you what, I'll talk about them after we've done this, shall I?
Okay.
I will. Sure. Yeah. This is the Black Marbles. This is a little bit of heavy rock, like greasy, bluesy heavy rock for you. This is Loving Kind. We'll be right back. You're listening to Guanabats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Black Marbles. You know where they're from?
No.
They're from Gothenburg. From Gothenburg.
Right.
Swedish. Really know how to do rock.
Excellent.
They know how to do rock and they know how to do metal. They're ever, ever so good at it. And especially as Gothenburg, as the second city in Sweden, is kind of the equivalent of their Birmingham. Birmingham's always had a good rock heritage, hasn't it, as well?
Yeah.
Slade and Black Sabbath and stuff like that. And I think Gothenburg's maybe fairly similar. That seems to be some great rocking bands out there. And thanks very much to the Black Marbles. We actually, that was submitted to us via a website called Music Submit, which is a great way for bands to get themselves out there to podcasts and radio shows to find out about them. So if you're a band and you're listening, you're not already signed up, might be worth signing up to musicsubmit.com. Now, what is the Black Marbles website?
blackmarbles.com.
It is. Woo. Good Lord, Tony. I thought you were going to get that wrong.
So did I.
Now, what is that? Is that
four
Tony
three.
4?
Mm.
Is that Tony 4? Probably being Internet 3.
It is.
It surely is. Good Lord, this is a tight one. This is a tight one.
Isn't it?
Now then, have you got a twat?
No.
Bollocks.
Yes. Yeah. Of recent weeks, there's been very little twattage coming through, even though, as proven, there are still twats in the world. So do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Fairly simple. Email me now.
Yeah, I obviously have a twat for this week to make up for it. I haven't done many myself down the years, but I think this one's justified.
Yeah.
And this one's about the bloke that attacked me from behind in a cowardly assault.
Yes.
On Friday night stroke Saturday morning, who is nameless at present, but I imagine lives in Hitchin in Hertfordshire. So I don't know whether you want to go for it, Tony.
Yes. So for the cowardly attack from behind, the unnamed twat from Hitchin, Hertfordshire
is a twat. Yeah.
And anyway, no more deservedly so.
Yeah, let's hope that isn't the only punishment he gets.
No.
It'd be a bit pathetic if it was. I'm sure there'll be more news of this in coming weeks. If you have a twat for us, please do email tony@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email. Here's a twat. Last song this week. You know, I've been getting all excited about the World Cup, Tony.
Yeah.
I don't know whether sport-related anthemic Italian punk rock is your bag.
Ooh, don't know.
Well, it should be, because have I got a song for you? This is a band called Ashpipe, all the way from Italy. And seeing as England's first game is against Italy this Saturday, I thought this would be bringing the fans together. We are uniting fans and bands across the lands, but it is also football fans as well. And it's got a really good message, this song, as well, and it's really catchy, and you're going to really like it. And thanks to Ashpipe for sending it through. What is Ashpipe's website?
Ashpipe.com.
Ashpipe.net.
Ooh.
Paulie B and the Internet 4. Tony 4. This is Football United.
Football United. Presses divide. Football United. Presses divide.
Whoa.
Football United.
Whoa.
Presses divide.
Whoa.
Football United.
Whoa.
Presses divide.
Whoa.
You can be rich, you can be poor.
dove chiunque poteva poi giocare. Basta solamente possedere un pallone. Ditela a quegli ostaci, non importa il nome. Sacciare un capo dai confini immaginari. Lasciarsi poi andare a giocare spensierati. Per tanti unica via di mobilità sociale. Per altri ancor di più di un amore passionale.
That was Ashpipe, Football United, Tony.
Nice.
And a very simple message there. Football unites, racism divides.
Oh.
Yes, indeed. And thanks very much. And hopefully we'll play more from them in the future. Maybe you could just mention the online stations that carry the show.
Yep, we're on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-O-D, UNKRadio.com. We're on Galactic World Radio, GALACTIC. Broadradio.com and finally one Radio Andra, Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE.
And Radio Andra is also from Gothenburg.
They are.
Well, as the Swedish say, Göteborg. Thanks so much for listening this week. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.